Dealing with KC on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. I'm sorry, did I see Drake was out with Lotto's little sister?
That's what the streets are saying. Well, there's literally pictures, not just the streets, but yeah.
You see that video? There's, like, creepy-ass video. I feel bad for them dudes sometimes.
I feel terrible. You talking about the Joey Badass video?
No. What? No, I was talking about the video of Drake and Lotto's sister.
Well, no, because, I mean, that's something where Drake and Lotto's sister are out trying to enjoy themselves, and all of a sudden the Paps just, like, sneakily get them. But Joey Badass and his girlfriend, they was having an argument, like, on their balcony, and people, like, got a phone and start recording them doing that. I mean, that's their personal business, their personal life, and people just think they got access to it.
That's a whole other discussion. Corners of the Culture coming up here in a heartbeat, as well as your chance to see Mariah Carey in Las Vegas. We've got that keyword coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour.
Plus, Offset is going to be at the Masonic on March 30th. If you want to go see him, if you want the chance to go see him, make sure you listen for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, we're going to be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Offset.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo, yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
There's a fascinating conversation going on right now about the distribution of music and what's best for artists versus what's best for the consumer. At the center of this conversation, not surprisingly, Kanye West. Kanye has been telling everyone in recent days, Vultures 2 won't be available on streaming platforms and will only be available for a $20 purchase. This, of course, comes on the heels of Vultures being on and off streaming platforms for days. Many fans have chalked this up to Ye being Ye and just being annoying and disruptive. But then Ty Dolla $ign weighed in. Ty responded to a Ye Fanatics account on IG explaining why they made this decision and why artists need to eliminate the middleman, i.e. Apple Music, Spotify, and so on, and get their music straight to the consumer. If this was anyone but Kanye, this would probably create a deeper discussion. Artists don't make money on streaming platforms, and everyone from Snoop Dogg to Chris Brown have acknowledged as much. But what's the alternative? We've been conditioned to paying $10 to $20 for every song we could ever imagine, and going back to paying $20 for an album seems outrageous as a consumer. But what's best for the consumer isn't necessarily what's best for the artist. And I think if anyone other than Kanye had tried to pull this off, more people would be paying attention. Hit us up at DLMKC or at 102.5 KSFM. Let us know what you think and stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture Monday through Friday right here on DLMKC. Ye and Ty Dolla $ign right there off the Vultures album. DLMKC on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Talked about Kanye in Corners of the Culture just a little bit ago. I saw a tweet from at IMKDiddy. Said, Kanye's a jackass. I'd wish he'd just go away. It's a slight paraphrase. It was something along those lines.
No, it's the quote.
That was the exact quote? Okay. What prompted that tweet?
So Carnival is the number one song in the world, in America, whatever. Billboard's top 100.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. And Kanye had a post where he was basically just saying, F everybody. You know what I mean? F Adidas. F, you know, anybody associated with Adidas and anybody that is, and it's just like it's so tired. The way he behaves, the way he goes about things, is just tired. And to be honest with you, maybe this isn't fair, isn't right. But while his music, I don't want to say it's trash, but it doesn't. I don't need your new music for you to stick around. Like, it's not that good. It's cool. Like, Carnival, there's parts about Carnival that I like, but it's not Through the Wire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that. It's not Jesus Walks. I don't need your new music for you to continue to behave the way you behave.
And this is the stuff from Kanye that drowns out when he does something that might be meaningful. Mm-hmm. Right? So we talked about on Corners of the Culture, he wants to sell Vultures too and not putting on streaming platforms. And because it's Kanye, people immediately look at it like, oh, it's Kanye being a jackass. But Ty Dolla $ign weighed in and is like, no, the streaming platforms are killing us. You guys already know this. Snoop is talking, like every artist is talking about how you get plaques now for like a billion streams. Like, what is that? You get a plaque for a billion streams and like $10.
Yeah.
Like you get nothing from that. So Kanye's talking about, no, like I'm going to sell, my music is worth more than fractions of a penny per download. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell my music directly to you and not Spotify and Apple. And this is what I think a lot of artists want to do, but they're not brave enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not criticizing them for not doing it. It's a difficult task to say, I'm not putting this on Apple or Spotify or Tidal, because that's how we consume our music. We've been conditioned to pay anywhere from, you know, $9 to $20, whatever it costs for these streaming platforms anymore, to download and listen to and stream every song on the planet that we could think of. We're not conditioned anymore to go pay $20 for a digital download.
Yeah, no, and really what it is it's Nipsey Hussle with the Crenshaw mixtape, Proud to Pay. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a different time. You know, the streaming wasn't as just prevalent and at our leisure as it is now. But that's what he was. He's like, I got a mixtape. You can get it off of Dat Piff for free. But if you support me, if you support what I'm doing, there is an option to pay $10 for it. Now, he had perks with like an autograph, something or something like that to help people with the, you know, incentive to pay. But that Nip did that with Crenshaw. And he, what'd he sell? He went platinum off that or something. Jay-Z helped too. But just general people, where they were proud to pay, proud to help him out and support his music and what he was doing, and it worked out.
And that's the other thing. No one's going to want to help him out. Like, no one's going to want to help Kanye. But the point Kanye's trying to make through all of this is valid.
Yeah.
And that's the tough part.
Yeah.
The message is right. The messenger is wrong.
Right. No, for sure. I get what he's saying. Absolutely get what he's saying. I just wish he'd stop.
Stop saying anything. I got you. I'll listen. And what got my attention was Ty.
Yeah.
When Ty talks,
because
Ty is from the business.
Absolutely.
Ty talks, I'm listening.
Absolutely.
We'll come back. We'll have that keyword. You need to go see Mariah Carey live in Las Vegas.